Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
No, we haven't talked about this yet. Bubba, long shot to Maryland. Hasn't signed yet, but committed yesterday in front of friends and family. Did it on YouTube in a very dramatic way. So highest rated recruit that Buzz has gotten since Walker Alexander. Back when he was at Virginia Tech, now with the Atlanta Hawks, and doing some good things for them. I think he's your boy SGA's cousin out of Canada. Could be wrong. Usually am.
News to me.
But either way, getting Baba Booey to come on in when it was a foregone conclusion. He was going to either at Arkansas, that Georgetown came in with the heavy money late. But he comes to Maryland, and now he's at Terrapin. And can I go old man real quick?
I'm not going to stop you.
Well, I am an old man. You can't stop. If you can stop it, I'd really appreciate it. But the highest rated recruit in Maryland history? No. Albert King was the number one recruit in the class. Moses Malone never played for Maryland, but signed number one recruit in the class. Tom McMillan was number one recruit ahead of Bill Walton in his class. And then you've had like Buck Williams and Adrian Brand. You've had all of these guys. I'm forgetting dudes. John Lucas, Brad Davis. All of these dudes were these highly regarded recruits who were ranked higher. They were Parade All-Americans and McDonald's All-Americans. This is the highest rated recruit in the 24/7 ESPN.com era. Maryland's had way higher regarded guys coming out of high school that Lefty and Gary Land signed coming over the year. Keith Booth was an elite recruit coming out of Dunbar back in 1993. So let's pump the brakes on all of that. But today's landscape, Nolan, that was a huge get for Buzz in the program. Now the second or third rated recruiting class in the country for next year.
Right, and I mean, he was, originally in contention or consideration for 2027, but he reclassified to move up. So really, really young guy we're talking about here, but makes an even stronger impact, assuming he was always going to come to Maryland, whether it was 2026 or 27. It's huge because you pair him up with those four stars you've already got on the books next year, plus the three star. All of a sudden, you blink, Maryland class rankings for next year behind only Michigan State and Kansas. I mean, that's great company. They're ahead of Duke. They're ahead of those types of teams. So it's a great time to be excited. I'll say last night was almost quite the paradox, though, had Maryland lost to Mount St. Mary's at home on the same day that they get this commitment. Would have been mixed feelings, to say the least, coming in here. But what a game by Diggy Coit. Legacy game, if we want to go as far as to call it that. I mean, when you score the most points in the history of the Xfinity Center, I think that's a fair assessment. I knew the kid could shoot somewhat, but 8 of 10? Proving me wrong. So much for my complaints about three-point shooting. He said, hey, take that and shove it.
Yeah, and I was thinking like you, too. It's like, isn't it ironic they get this big recruit, and then they're going to lose on the same night at home to Mount St. Mary's, which is not an embarrassing thing, but unexpected thing that would have happened. And then Quick Train to three sends it in overtime. It's a big shots there. And you know, Adams was brilliant from the line for the most part. He sported, 19 points, most of them from the free throw line. And them stepping up without Pharrell Payne. And Solomon Washington's going to be a starter whenever he gets back. And Miles Rice. So they're essentially playing without three starters. And they played without Washington for all season long. And Rice made like a cameo against Georgetown a couple of weeks ago. And it was back in his boot, 2 days later. So we haven't seen him, the transfer from Indiana.
Right. That's huge. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get 41 from one singular player.
You don't think?
But, I mean, it is nice to see that they weren't just completely lost without their best player. Someone was willing to step up, or someone was able to step up, rather. And when you're only playing eight guys, I mean, look, it's thin. And, I mean, you could really even call it seven because Delpino's out there, but not really. And it was only a few minutes. So really thin bench all of a sudden. The injury stuff's been confusing, but I still don't know what to make of this team. I don't like the fact that you got out-rebounded by the Mount, but it is what it is. We're moving on.
So Maryland wins, and that's all that matters. Maryland football, however, that might be a different task, and we'll get into that when we do our picks later in the show. But coming up next, news from the Nest. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh and others. They met with the media yesterday, head of the Jets game. Jets are 13.5-point underdogs, so they're coming in here with nothing to lose except their ninth game. For the Ravens, try to get over 500 and keep the heat on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a tough game against the Bears coming up. Buy or sell 12-15. Where's the late week money? And we'll talk Terps and NFL with Sean Merriman. Lights out. He was here as a player when Mike Locksley was an assistant for Ralph. Same with James Franklin. So we'll get Sean's thoughts on that. And his Chargers, maybe, overtaking the Chiefs. Well, Denver's chased. Everybody chased Denver, but are we really buying Denver as the team right now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.